Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm Dustin Roberts, your host for the next half hour. And today, Rabbi Schneider poses an interesting question. Does God create evil? These days, it's not very popular to preach anything but a message of love. Yet, what do we do with the hard passages of Scripture, like the one we're going to learn about today? Rabbi is going to take us to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, to get to the heart of one of the most interesting mysteries of creation. And it's a mystery that even Paul addresses in the book of 2 Corinthians. Where does evil come from? So let's get started. Here is Rabbi Schneider.
If we want to know who we are and why we're here, we should go back to the owner's manual. And the owner's manual, beloved, is the book of Genesis, in which the Lord tells us how he made us and why he made us. Let's go to the first verse, Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning. What beginning? It's not the beginning of God, because he is unlimited. He's without beginning. He's without end. He is beyond fully ever knowing. He's that big. He's that grand. He's that majestic. He's always more. He's beyond naming. When Moses asked him his name, he said, I am that I am, and I will be who I will be. God is so great, and this is why we're in awe of him. We can't ever fully describe God. He's that big, beloved. He's limitless. And so when we read in the beginning, this is not the beginning of God's history. He has no beginning. This is the beginning of our history. In the beginning, Elohim, God, created the heavens and the earth. The fact that the word here is Elohim, which is God, plural, speaks of his multidimensional nature. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Within him, there's both the male and female attributes. He's one God, and yet within him, there's a multidimensional aspect. You can't expect to understand this. God is spirit. Even as you can't understand how he has always been and didn't come from anywhere. Let's continue on. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void. When it says here in verse 2, the earth was formless and void, he's not speaking here about what you would see from outer space. When you look down from outer space onto the earth, you see a globe, right? You see a round sphere. But in verse number 2, when it says the earth was formless and void, you couldn't see a globe yet. You couldn't see dry land separated from the waters. This is just a primordial state. The earth was formless. It didn't have a form yet. It didn't have a shape yet. It hadn't been created yet. The scripture says it was formless and void. It was empty and like a wasteland. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. Now let's go back once again a verse earlier. Hear the word of God. In the beginning, God created. So we're talking about the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Beloved, listen to something that's important to understand. God takes responsibility for creating even the darkness. We're listening to the creation story. As God reveals the creation story, we find that he created even the darkness. Listen what the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses number 5 through 7, beginning with verse number 5. He said, I am the Lord. And when we see the word Lord there once again, that's the Hebrew name of God composed of the four Hebrew letters, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and it means the eternal one. I am that I am. I will be whom I will be. God alone is the creator. Everything else that exists, beloved one, things both visible and invisible, everything else has been created by him. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. Then the Lord says this, there is no one besides me. There is no other. Verse 7, the one forming light and creating darkness. Look again. God takes responsibility for the darkness. He said, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. The King James actually translates that verse, that word calamity, for evil. Listen again, I am the Lord, there is no other. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. You see, one of the benefits of studying the Hebrew Bible is we get such a broader picture of God's nature, personality, and the ways that He operates. And church, when we study the Hebrew Bible, what we find is that God takes responsibility for bringing hard times into people's life as well as from bringing times of refreshing and blessing. Let me give you some examples. What about when Israel sinned and God caused thousands of the Israelites to be bitten by serpents in the wilderness where they died there? I could go on and on. What about when Korah's company was rebelling against Moses and the Lord caused an earthquake to open up and the earth swallowed them into the earth? You see, today, if something bad happens, no one wants to say that God could be responsible for that. But you and I have to understand that God uses even the darkness to accomplish His own purposes. God takes responsibility, church, for governing the universe. I know that there's many questions that you would ask, but I want to delve a little bit deeper right now before we try to address some of your concerns and questions by giving you more scriptural ammunition and understanding for this truth that I'm proclaiming. Think about, for example, the Apostle Paul. I'm going now to the book of 2 Corinthians, and I'm looking at the 12th chapter, verses number 7 through 10. I want you to hear the Word of God, and I want you to listen very carefully, because when we read this remarkable section of Scripture, you're going to see how God sent a messenger of Satan himself to torment Paul, and God did it for a purpose. And the purpose that God had was a good purpose, and it brought about fruit and life. In other words, God used evil to accomplish a higher good. Hear the Word of God. Once again, book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through 10. Paul is speaking. He says this, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, Paul is saying here, because of all the revelation that he had received, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. So I want to stop for a second. We'll continue on, but I want to just take a pause to put it in perspective. Paul is saying that this messenger of Satan was sent to him because of the abundance of revelation that he received to keep him from exalting himself. In other words, God sent this messenger of Satan into Paul's life to torment him in order that Paul would stay humble and would stay dependent, because God knew that if he didn't do this, if he didn't send this thorn in the flesh, that Paul actually caused a messenger of Satan into his life, Paul would have had a tendency, because of the natural humanness of the flesh, to begin to become prideful.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back in a moment. It's our prayer that today's message has been a blessing to you so far, and we hope that it enriches your walk with Yeshua. If you have a prayer request, we invite you to submit it online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Our team lifts up every individual request before the Lord, and it would be our pleasure, privilege, and honor to pray for you and your family. At Discovering the Jewish Jesus, we are looking for like-minded people who are ready to partner with us. If you're sensing the Lord leading you to offer a financial gift of support, would you please contact us today? Become a monthly partner. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or to give a gift of any amount today, just call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And now here's Rabbi Schneider with the rest of today's message.
So once again, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, For this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. In other words, Paul's saying, Father God, take this away. Take this torment away. Take this messenger of Satan out of my life. And he continues on, verse 9, and he has said to me, in other words, God said back to him, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness. In other words, God was saying to Paul, Paul, listen, I'm not going to take it away. My grace is going to get you through this. And Paul, I want to tell you a mystery. As this messenger of Satan is hurting you and you become more and more dependent on me, as this messenger of Satan weakens you and in your weakness, you have to depend more on me, God says, Paul, I'm going to use that to bring empowerment to your life by my Spirit. Listen again. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul continues, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So, beloved one, you can see here that God is using darkness, he's using persecution, he's using distress, he's using weaknesses, he's using this messenger of Satan to make Paul weak so that Paul would become more dependent upon the Lord. And in Paul's dependency, out of his weakness, the power of God is perfected in his life. Consider this. The first thing that the Father did in Jesus's life after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, right after the Spirit of the Lord descended on Jesus as he came out of the Jordan River and the voice spoke from heaven saying, you are my beloved Son and in you I'm well pleased. The very next thing we read about, beloved children of God, in the biblical narrative is that the Spirit of God, not the devil, but listen, but the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness where Jesus was tempted by the devils as he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus, listen now, he's doing battle against the powers of darkness. And the scripture says that after that 40 days, Yeshua came out of the wilderness, listen now, in the power of the Spirit. Because as he did battle against the forces of darkness, depending on the Father, he was strengthened. The Father knows that in order not just for Jesus to come out of the wilderness fully empowered, but for all his sons and daughters to become fully matured and empowered, in order for that process of maturity and empowerment to take place, listen, we need an adversary. Father created the darkness because he knew that in order for his sons and daughters to fully develop, they needed an adversary. They needed to overcome resistance. 7 times in the first several chapters of Revelation, in chapters 2 and 3, Jesus said, he that overcomes will inherit these things. God knew that in order for us to fully mature, we needed resistance. Just as athletes have to train themselves using resistance, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's running, whether it's doing exercise, they all involve resistance against the muscles because the resistance makes the muscles strong. God created the darkness, beloved ones, because he has a purpose for it and he causes all things to work together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And his purpose is to conform us to the image of his Son. I want you to understand, you don't have to make excuses for God when bad things happen. He is Adon Olam. He's master of the world. He runs the universe. He's got a plan that's so much bigger than our puny minds can conceive, and he's using it all for good, and he's accomplishing it all for his purpose. Listen, There was a woman that we've read about in the Gospels, those of you that have read the Scriptures. She was a prostitute in her former life. She came to Jesus because she had been delivered. She fell in love with him. She was delivered from her bondage and her sin. And she took a bottle of perfume that was worth a whole year's worth of wages during that time period in history. And when she poured that bottle of perfume on his feet, weeping, the people around were aghast and they said, "What is she doing? What a waste of money. That bottle of perfume was worth a whole year's worth of wages, and she just poured it all out on his feet." And Jesus turned to those that had no understanding of what was going on, and he said, "You don't understand. He that's been forgiven much loves much. He that's been forgiven little loves little." You see, the point, beloved one, is that because that woman had come out of a life of such darkness, of such bondage, her love for Jesus was greater than those that had been delivered from lives where they were fairly moral before they got saved. In other words, God used the darkness that she had once experienced to actually birth in her and create from her a greater love than from those that simply were, you know, mediocre in their formal lives in terms of their immorality. God uses even the darkness to create something beautiful and something good. Out of our ashes, beloved ones, he produces joy. You can thank Hashem. You can thank Father God for everything that happens in your life. And the reason why, church, is he uses everything for the good. Even the darkness he uses for good. I want you to practice faith. I want you to recognize Father God runs the world. Nothing takes him by surprise. Jesus said, not even a sparrow falls to the ground apart from him. I know there are some things that we don't understand, but don't let what you don't understand keep you from believing what God has plainly revealed. He loves you and you can trust him.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And we've been talking about evil and its origin. And if you'd like to listen to this message again, I want to invite you to subscribe to our new daily podcast. These messages are available 24/7 on your favorite podcasting platform. So be sure to click the subscribe button today. Or if you'd like to learn more about all the ways that you can listen to this program, just go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And hey, while you're on our website, be sure to check out our latest resources, our books and study guides. The messianic content on our website has been specifically designed to help you break through the darkness as you go deeper into your faith this year. And now here's Rabbi to talk more about breakthrough.
Don't you love the word breakthrough? In 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel, David said, "The Lord has given me breakthrough like the breakthrough of waters." Breakthrough creates a path forward for us. Let me run through just a few of the areas that you can see the hand of the Lord on this ministry for breakthrough. We put a huge billboard right in the middle of Times Square above Good Morning America. We actually put two up. That was breakthrough. And then I think about putting a full page ad in the New York Times, focusing on, was Jesus a Christian or a Jew? And then I think of some of the opportunities that the Lord has given us, for example, to be on Fox News. And I turned it into a witnessing opportunity to literally challenge people with the good news of Messiah Jesus. When we travel around the world, we literally see thousands running to the altar to receive Messiah Jesus as our Lord. God has birthed this ministry and continued to create breakthrough for this ministry in ways that I could have never even thought of and have never created by myself in a million years. I received an invitation out of the blue to pray over and minister to the present president of Uganda, President Museveni. In fact, we've been invited to pray for the president of Malawi, over the governor of Nairobi, over the king of Cape Coast, Ghana, over the parliament of Uganda. I could go on and on. All these open doors in government that the Lord has sent me in and launched me through to release His kingdom and His authority over those that are ruling governmentally, both in the United States and around the globe. The reason I'm sharing this is to build confidence in you that you'll see, yes, there really is an anointing on Rabbi Schneider and discovering the Jewish Jesus. Because I believe that as you connect yourself in relationship to me in this ministry, you will then receive the same anointing that's on me in this ministry in your own life for personal breakthrough. I believe you'll be brought into greater peace of mind as you receive balanced teaching and sound doctrine. And so as I reach out to you today, I'm inviting you and asking you to come closer to us and to partner with the Lord by becoming part of the Discovering the Jewish Jesus community. And I'm also talking about honoring the anointing on the ministry by financially partnering with us. See, I believe that the anointing that we honor is the anointing that we receive from. As you get strong in the Lord, that strength in you is going to rise up and break powers of darkness off so that you're going to come into more freedom, more soundness of mind, and more peace. So, beloved, I want to thank you today for prayerfully considering becoming a monthly partner with us. This is a ministry that's been founded by the Lord. My life was saved supernaturally by Him once again over 40 years ago in 1978. And I believe that His river is continually running through this ministry and it will help you in your walk with God.
At the very core of everything that we do and that we'll continue to always do is Rabbi's commitment to teach biblical truth. And His unique insights regarding the Old and the New Testaments, they bring clarity to God's Word in ways that help us understand our Heavenly Father better. And you can also partner with us by automating your monthly giving online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. That's discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or you can give a gift of any amount today by calling 800-777-7835. Or text your donation to us when you type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. You know, we are so grateful for every single gift that we receive, and it's because of your generous and faithful giving that we reach people all over the world, and they need to hear these straightforward and timely messages. As our way of saying thank you for your amazing generosity, we want to send you a select audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month, and it's also available as a digital download. In addition, we'll send you a copy of our latest newsletter, and for those new partners, we have a special gift of appreciation, a handcrafted shofar made right in Israel. You can also send your gift of any amount in the mail by writing to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Now let's wrap up today's message with the special blessing from Rabbi Schneider.
The words from the Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 through 27 helps us to realize how good God is to you and I personally. So receive His blessing into your life, and then, beloved one, go bless somebody else in Jesus' name today.
Yavarechecha Yahweh v'yishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh p'nav elecha v'hunecha Yisa Yahweh p'nav elecha ve'asem lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you.
and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us again next time when Rabbi Schneider explains why God created us. That's coming up Friday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.